I'm Amanda.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Bryce.
And we're here to talk about our sophomore experience at LHS. So, what was your guys' favorite memory from this year?
Just playing football with the team. I don't really know.
Mine would probably be, like, golf, because I got to meet a whole bunch of new people, from different schools.
I'd have to say that my favorite memory was probably just kind of, like, meeting new people. Probably the football games, to be honest. The football games were a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, that too. I forgot about that. And then, keeping on the memory part, what was your worst memory from this year?
Finals. 100%. Finals are just the worst time of the year for me. They're just the most stressful.
Mine would be the couple weeks coming up before finals and finals, because the couple weeks before finals is just kind of repetitive. You just study all the time. And then right after finals, your grades just plummet. So at that moment, you just kind of give up and just get ready for summer school.
What about you, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with Bryce. Like, this whole last quarter, not been great. Pretty stressful. Were there any classes that stuck out to you this year?
Mine, like, stuck out, like, you learned the most from them, or...
Just, anyway, any good way.
Mine would be architecture, because... My teacher in that class, Mr. Benedict, he pushes his students to their limits, like, where they just want to prove them wrong in the work that they do.
Mine would probably be, like, definitely, like, advanced support. I mean, it's just, like, a study hall class, but I feel like it's definitely helped me this year, and it's benefited me a lot, because it's definitely helped me stay on track with my work and not fall behind, and I've also just kind of, I met new people through it, because in the beginning, I was, like, there's one other sophomore in that class, everyone else was juniors and seniors, so it was super intimidating, but then, like, I just kind of started talking to them, and they're all, like, super nice, and, like, we can all, like, everyone just kind of jokes around and makes fun of our teacher in that class.
I'd probably have to go with welding or web design, because they're both just very interesting topics to me, and I enjoyed learning about them.
So, what was, like, the class this year that you enjoyed the most?
Mine would probably be architecture again, just with the same point that he pushes us to our limits where we want to prove him wrong.
I'd probably say welding, because... it was a block class, so we got to have a lot of time to hang out. We got to do work. I don't know. It was fun.
Mine would probably be my second period class, because I have world history that period, and our teacher's super, like, relaxed, and he just kind of sits there and jokes around with us, and we can tease him, and he kind of teases us back. And then I know a lot of the people in that class, so we all just have, like, a really good time.
What was your least favorite class from this year?
Accelerated biology.
Why?
It's just I don't feel like... So, I don't particularly like that class. It's not really... It's just not exactly the most, like, entertaining class. It's very easy to get bored and... I don't really know a lot of people in that class because most of them are freshmen.
I'm probably going to say math. The class was not super hard, but it was easy to get behind because the teacher wasn't great, and it was hard to actually learn.
Yeah, same with me. Since me and Andrew are, like, in the same math class, I wouldn't say that it was, like, one of my hardest classes. It's just hard to, like, actually learn when your teacher just kind of sits at their desk and doesn't teach you. He just tells you the answer and just doesn't tell you how to do it. So that would probably be my least favorite class.
Did any teachers you had this year make an impact on you more than any others?
Again, with me, Benedict, just because he pushed me to my limits on what I can do. He showed me, like, how much I could work and get a good grade in class, and my effort that I can actually push myself to.
I'm going to say Bernard, just because he's really laid back. He was cool. And it was just an easy class to have fun in. He made it really fun, and so...
I'm gonna have to say, like, my third period class, Miss Beattie. She's just, like, a very nice person, and, like, she's very patient, but she also, like, I can give her a little bit of, like, attitude, and she'll, like, just give it back to me. So, like, those type of teachers are always my favorite, because, like, I like to be able to, like, joke around with my teachers and not, like, feel like I want to be able to, like, joke around with them and then joke back. And she also just really took the time to, like, help us out, and she always made herself available if we ever needed help with math. So she was definitely, like, one of my favorite teachers this year.
And then, do you have any advice for the upcoming freshmen that are going into their sophomore year and freshmen that are coming into their first high school year?
Don't procrastinate. Really just try to be respectful to your teachers, because they're working as hard as you are.
Yeah.
That's something I didn't really understand a lot in middle school, but as I've gotten older, I've come to understand it's just, I don't know, it's not how you'd want to be treated, so.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I'd also say, like, it might, like, to, like, when you're walking through the halls, like, I don't know, definitely just, like, take into account, like, other people. And, like, I know that it can be really, like, overwhelming, you know? And, like, don't be afraid to, like, ask people for directions, you know? Like, if you don't know how to get somewhere, I don't know a single person in this high school that would be rude to you for asking. As long as you're not rude to them about, like, asking about it. Like, if you're, like, nobody's gonna be mad at you if you just say, like, hey, I'm a freshman. I don't know how to get to this hall. Can you help me out? They can definitely, I'm sure anyone would just point you in the right direction. So don't be afraid to, like, ask for help, and making upperclassmen friends can really help you out a lot, because they can, like, give you some insight about certain classes. They can tell you which classes, like, what to expect from classes, which teachers are good, which teachers are bad. They can really help you out a lot. Although making, like, senior friends can kind of be hard when they leave, I feel like it's definitely good to have that slightly more mature influence on you, because they can kind of guide you through high school a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, as you were saying, although it can be hard whenever your senior friends leave, I think it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
To become friends with them.
Yeah, like, me coming into my freshman year, I had a lot of senior friends because my brother graduated the year before I came in to be a freshman. So the juniors that were just turning seniors knew me because they came over for my brother because they were, like, best friends. One of them was Lucas Ojeda and his friend Dolfo. And, like, they came in when I had Spanish. They would come in there, mess around with me. And, like, when I had a tough time trying to figure out something in Spanish, they would come over and help me with it. Then this year, it was Jacob Mosley, which was my biggest impact for golf and classes. He would just kind of influence me on what to do in a certain class that I had. Then my advice to, like, the upcoming freshmen is, like, kind of what you guys said, like, try hard to get, like, upperclassmen friends, like, sophomores and juniors, like, even if you know them, like, and you already are friends, you get to know them a lot better because they might have changed, and then they can help you with classes to choose and what you expect in those classes. Then for the freshmen that are going to sophomores, don't, like Andrew said, don't procrastinate, because I did that this year, and I'm kind of struggling right now in some of the classes.
Yeah, always wear seatbelts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I feel like another important thing to add is that, like, for, like, anyone coming in, or even just, like, turning to sophomores, like, definitely, like, don't try to grow up too fast. Like, high school goes by so fast. Like, it feels like just yesterday we were coming into the school as freshmen, and now we're about to be juniors. So, like, definitely, like, understand, like, it's okay to still be a kid. Like, you don't have to grow up too fast. Like, take advantage of the fact that you're in high school, you're around people all the time, like, make friendships, just, like, make the best of your time here. I understand that, like, it kind of can suck at some points, but, like, make the best of it, because, like, I know from, like, my sister moving out and stuff, like, once you move out and, like, stuff, like, you have a whole bunch of responsibilities you have to constantly worry about, whereas, like, right now, you just, the main things you worry about right now are, like, oh, I have to keep my grades up, you know, maybe colleges when you're older, but, like, just take advantage of the fact that you're young and, like, you don't have very many responsibilities, and just kind of, like, have fun. Just, like, make good memories with your friends and stay out of drama and just create good, strong relationships with people.
Then another one that I forgot to say, make friends with people that can drive, so when you're a sophomore, it's easier for you to go to lunch and you're not late to every class. Then try to get into a sport, because, like, I've done 3 sports this year. And they like, at the beginning of the year, they pushed me to, like, do better for my grades, or else, like, I couldn't play. And I feel like Andrew would know more about this because he played football, and I feel like the coaches are more pressuring you to do better. Like, I remember one day Andrew was coming to second period, and Mr. Judy, one of the football coaches, says, Andrew, how are your grades looking? And it wasn't even football season. It was, like, the end of the football season, and he still asked him how his grades were doing for next year.
Yeah, I mean, despite how, like, it's a lot of responsibility doing sports, but I definitely would say you should try doing sports. With the culture and, like, the chemistry and bonding you create with your teammates, it's not, you wouldn't experience it anywhere else.
Yeah, and, like, the moments that you create with everyone,
it really kind of becomes, like, a brotherhood.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You won't regret it.
I feel like, especially during high school, everyone should really take advantage of the opportunities they have to branch out more and, like, push yourself to try things that you never thought you would, like, enjoy. Like, even if, like, you're, like, Bryce, I know that you tried golf this year.
No, it was my second time doing golf.
But, like, you had to branch out to do that.
Yeah, I did.
And I know that, like, somebody had to, like, come tell you, like, dude, play golf.
Jacob Mosley.
And, like, do you regret that at all?
No, I don't. It was, like, last year, I was new to it, but it was still fun because, like, I gotta have good competition with everyone there. Then this year, I played varsity a couple tournaments, didn't do too well, but I still lettered in the sport. But I would also say, like, even if you're not good at the sport, at least try it, because, like, Andrew and I said, you just get a new culture boost from it, from, like, each and every sport. They just have a new culture to them, then they kind of push you to do better in school.
I mean, I guess with that having been said, do you have anything else to say? Like, any more advice?
No, I really don't.
I feel like we've given the best advice that we could. I mean, obviously, we're still learning as we go, so.
Yeah. A lot of it is just winging it.
Yeah, you just kind of figure it out as you go. You just kind of make mistakes and you learn from them.
Yeah. And sometimes mistakes are, like, for the best, too.